Today on Gardening in a Minute, Crinum lilies. Crinum lilies are large flowering perennials that have been cherished and cultivated by southern gardeners for years. They often grace old home sites and cemeteries where they thrive despite the lack of care. Crinum lilies bloom from summer through fall with clusters of nodding, fragrant flowers that can be pink, white, or a combination. Many of the newer cultivars offer unique flower and foliage colors. Crinum lilies should be planted in a sunny or partly sunny spot with the necks of the bulbs just above the soil surface. They're generally drought-resistant thanks to their large underground bulbs, but they will benefit from weekly waterings. In winter, the foliage may get damaged by the cold, but new leaves will appear in spring. For more information about crinums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil solarization. Most Florida soils contain nematodes, microscopic worms that can seriously harm your vegetable and landscape plants by damaging their roots. One way to curb nematode activity is to add organic matter to your plantings. You can also try solarizing the soil in your garden. In the summer, remove all the plants from the area, break up the soil, and add any desired amendments, and irrigate the area. Then cover it with sturdy clear plastic film, securing the edges to hold in the heat. Leave the plastic on the ground for about 6 to 8 weeks. The heat held in by the plastic can reach temperatures as high as 130 degrees, baking the nematodes and vastly reducing their population. Solarization will also reduce weeds and diseases. For more information about solarization, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, formal gardens. Formal gardens have highly structured and geometric design plans, drawing their inspiration from classic gardens in Europe. They often feature symmetrical layouts of identical planting beds along an axis. Tightly manicured shrubs clipped as low hedges, large privacy screens, and topiaries are typical plant forms. Brick or gravel paths help define the space and lead the visitor from one garden room to the next, while artfully placed fountains or sculpture help draw the eye through the garden. One way to give the garden a formal look is to choose plant materials reminiscent of formal gardens, like a well-manicured podocarpus hedge or a slender Italian cypress tree. So if you crave more tradition and order, try designing your landscape as a formal garden. For more information about formal gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Angelonia. If you're searching for a long-lasting annual that can take the heat, look no further than Angelonia. Angelonia produces stalks of white, pink, lavender, or purple flowers all summer long. It's often called summer snapdragon because of the shape of the flowers. Angelonia is a great plant for cutting gardens because the flowers work well in arrangements and produce a unique grape soda scent. You should plant Angelonia in the late spring in a sunny bed that has been improved with organic matter. Add a layer of mulch around the plants, but don't let it touch the stems. Be sure to water plants frequently until they're established. After that, they should be watered as needed. So this summer, bring a little snap to your flower beds by planting Angelonia. For more information about Angelonia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, self-watering container gardens. Remembering to water your plants can be tough, but with self-watering container gardens, that regular chore gets a little bit easier. Self-watering containers have built-in water reservoirs that allow plants to draw up moisture as they need it. They can be used for growing vegetables, herbs, or flowers. Even though they're labeled self-watering, keep in mind that you will need to fill the reservoir on a regular basis. You can buy self-watering containers online or at many garden centers. Some are fairly plain-looking and are designed with vegetable gardening in mind, while others can be quite decorative and add great curb appeal. If you'd prefer to save a few bucks, you can even make your own using one of the many tutorials available online. For more information about self-watering container gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.